Next is a music piece composed and produced by Tony Chen, and it's called Hua Xiang, which means flower scent. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自华裔作曲家和演奏家陈东的作品《花香》。
Exams and essays are fast approaching. Wouldn't it be great if you could have better concentration, problem-solving abilities, memory, and mood heading into your exams? Get a leg up on your classmates by starting your day off with extra energy and brain power from a healthy breakfast. Whatever your reason is for not eating breakfast, we've got a solution.
I'm not hungry in the morning.
Chances are you've skipped breakfast for so long that your body's hunger cues are no longer working in the morning. You can start with a small item, like fresh fruit or yogurt, and add to it when your body gets used to it. Your body will thank you in the long run.
I don't have enough money to eat breakfast.
You don't have to eat a gourmet breakfast. You just need to eat something. Plain oatmeal is fast, nutritious, and very affordable. It only takes 2 minutes in the microwave. Toast, eggs, and fresh fruit are also very economical.
I don't have time to eat breakfast.
Set your alarm 5 to 10 minutes earlier, or try taking your breakfast with you. You could eat dry cereal or cereal bar, fresh fruit, a bran muffin, a container of yogurt, a bagel with peanut butter, or a bottle of milk or soy milk.
I'm watching my weight.
Skipping breakfast can lead to cravings, overeating, and binging later in the day. Those who skip breakfast can end up eating more overall.
Visit our nutrition webpage for more tips and our featured recipe. You can find us online at students.sfu.ca/health.
This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
TikTok CEO dodges questions on Chinese human rights violations in Senate hearing. During a January 31st hearing before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee with executives from a number of social media platforms, Senator Tom Cotton pressed TikTok Chief Executive Officer Xiao Chu as to whether the Chinese government participates in the violation of human rights of the Uyghur people. Mr. Chu failed to give a clear answer to several of the lawmakers' questions, his thoughts on the leader of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP.
TikTok 首席执行官在美参议院听证会上回避有关中共侵犯人权的问题。1月31日，在美国参议院司法委员会与多家社交媒体平台高管举行的听证会上，参议员汤姆·科顿就中共是否参与了侵犯维吾尔族人权的行为向 TikTok 首席执行官周受资提问。周受资未能明确回答议员的几个问题，包括他对中共领导人的看法。
Mr. Cotton's questions included a reference to a previous comment by Mr. Chu, where he referenced events at Tiananmen Square in June of 1989 as a protest. The Arkansas lawmaker asked Mr. Chu whether anything else happened in Tiananmen Square.
科顿参议员的问题包括提及周受资之前的一次评论。周受资将1989年6月在天安门广场发生的事件称为抗议。这位阿肯色州议员问他，天安门广场是否还发生了其他事情？
After Mr. Chu confirmed that it was well documented there was a massacre, he went on to assert that the topic of Tiananmen Square and many others thought of as being sensitive to the CCP was welcome on the TikTok platform. However, he was unwilling to offer his opinions on whether he agreed with the Trump administration and the Biden administration that the Chinese government is committing genocide against the Uyghur people.
在周受资确认天安门广场发生了有据可查的大屠杀之后，他接着断言， TikTok 平台欢迎天安门广场及其他许多被中共认为是敏感话题的内容。不过，他不愿就是否同意特朗普政府和拜登政府关于中共正在对维吾尔族人实施种族灭绝的说法发表意见。
Mr. Cotton pressed him further, asking him if he agreed with President Joe Biden's assessment from last year that CCP General Secretary Xi Jinping was a dictator. Mr. Chu responded, saying that he was not going to commentOn any world leader.
科顿议员进一步追问周受资是否同意拜登总统去年关于中共总书记习近平是独裁者的评价。周受资回答说，他不会对任何世界领导人发表评论。
The lawmaker continued to push the TikTok CEO about his answer, questioning whether he was afraid he would lose his job if he said anything negative about the CCP, or if he was concerned he would be arrested and disappear the next time he went to mainland China. The CEO maintained that he was there to speak about his company and that individuals could speak critically of China on TikTok.
柯顿议员继续追问周受资，问他是否担心如果说了任何有关中国共产党的负面言论就会丢掉工作，或者是否担心下次去中国大陆时会被逮捕和失踪。周受资坚称他在那里是为了谈论自己的公司，人们可以在 TikTok 上发表评论中国的言论。
At another portion of the questioning, Mr. Cotton asked Mr. Chu whether TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, was subject to the 2017 national security law, which requires Chinese companies to turn over information to the Chinese government and conceal it from the rest of the world. Mr. Chu answered that any company that does business in China has to follow the local laws.
在另一部分提问中，柯顿议员问周受资 TikTok 的母公司字节跳动是否受中共2017年国家安全法的约束，该法要求中国公司向中共提供信息，并对世界其他地方隐瞒信息。周受资回答说，任何在中国开展业务的公司都必须遵守当地的法律。
In addition to questions about Mr. Chu's current position at TikTok, Mr. Cotton also asked about the timing of his rise to power there, pointing out that it came shortly after the CCP invested in the company. Mr. Chu said the timing was a coincidence. Mr. Cotton also questioned Mr. Chu's previous employment with a company called Xiaomi, which was sanctioned by the United States government in 2021 for being a communist Chinese military company.
除了询问周受资目前在 TikTok 的职位外，柯顿议员还询问了他在 TikTok 上任的时间，并指出他是在中共投资该公司后不久上任的。周受资说这只是一个巧合。柯顿议员还质疑周受资之前在一家名为小米的公司工作，小米因是中共军工企业而于2021年被美国政府制裁。
When asked about his previous employment, Mr. Chu said that he was here to talk about TikTok and didn't answer further questions about the employment.
当被问及他以前的工作时，周受资说他是来谈论 TikTok 的，回避回答有关工作的更多问题。
Senator Josh Hawley also had some questions for the TikTok executive, asking why the platform shouldn't be banned in the United States, since the editor-in-chief of the parent company is a Communist Party secretary.
共和党参议员霍利也向周受资提出了一些问题。霍利说 ,TikTok 母公司的主编是一名共产党书记，为什么美国不应该禁止该平台？
Your company has been surveilling Americans for years, Mr. Hawley said. According to leaked audio for more than 80 internal TikTok meetings, Chinese-based employees of your company have repeatedly accessed non-public data of United States citizens. Your company has tracked journalists improperly gaining access to the IP addresses and user data in attempt to identify whether they are writing negative stories about you.
霍利议员说，贵公司多年来一直在监视美国人，根据 TikTok 泄露的80多场内部会议的音频，贵公司在中国的员工多次获取美国公民的非公开数据，贵公司追踪记者以不正当手段获取他们的 IP 地址和用户数据，试图识别他们是否在撰写关于贵公司的负面报道。
Mr. Chu said that he wished to disagree with the lawmaker's characterization of his company's actions and that they have built projects to prevent the leak of information about TikTok users.
周寿滋说，他不同意霍利议员对 TikTok 公司行为的定性，并称他们已经建立了防止 TikTok 用户信息泄露的项目。
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 9.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the album recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Jeff Narocio. And the song is called The Universe Next Door.听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show。 现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Jeff Narocio 演唱的歌曲 The Universe Next Door。And the song is from the album titled Nancy's Extended, which was released in November 2018. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
the song by Allegra Jordan, and it's called Possibilities, which is also from the album titled Possibilities, released at the end of 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏由 Allegra Jordan 演唱的歌曲 Possibilities。
You never come back to say good morning. I wanna take my time and stay here with you. You light my heart on fire, keep it burning. Why do you still hide in the dark when the world is made for me and you. Sometimes I wonder how it all came to be. And they told me just close your eyes, it's closer than you think. So I cleared out my mind, forgot everything inside. It was slowly killing me. It opened me up to these possibilities. Break this constant chain. Won't let you live in my mind. I don't wanna have to come down off this high. My eyes are open, arms are waiting for the day they'll finally meet with yours. And every night till then I'll be coming back for
接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Steven Tintz 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 The Little Things You Do Together. Uplex is a song vocal by Steven Tintz, and it's called The Little Things You Do Together.Which is from the album titled Drink You In, released in September 2018. 2018.
It's the little things you do together, do together, do together, that make perfect relationships. Hobbies you pursue together, savings you accrue together, looks you misconstrue together, that make marriage a joy. The little things you share together, swear together, wear together, that make perfect relationships. The concerts you enjoy together, neighbors you annoy together, children you destroy together, that keep marriage intact. It's not so hard to be merry when two maneuver as one. It's not so hard to be merry. Jesus Christ, is it fun? It's sharing little winks together, drinks together, kinks together, that make perfect relationships. Bargains that you shop together, cigarettes you stop together, clothing that you swap together, that make marriage a joy. It's not talk of God or the decade ahead that allows you to get through the world.